Welcome everyone to the Travis Macy Show podcast. Finding myself in a unique situation here, riding up a chairlift in Arèche, France, in a rainstorm. And I'll tell you how I got here in a moment. First, quick thanks to our presenting sponsor, Roark. Check them out at roark.com. Use the code Macy15 for 15% off. Awesome clothing. In fact, I'll be in Italy in a couple days. Plan on hopefully doing a little bit of hiking around or tourism in my Sorrento shorts made by Roark. But now back to the action here as I ride the chairlift coming up out of the valley floor. Again, hammering down rain right now. I'm hoping that it's snowing up high where this lift stops because the snow will be a little bit less wet than the rain. But I'm here at the Pieramenta Schemo race. 4-day stage race. This thing's a monster. Day one, we climbed about 9,500 feet over 15 miles. Day two was 10,000 something feet, also over about 15 miles. And if that doesn't mean anything to you, it's just that's steep. That's a lot of vertical up and back down. Each of those stages was about 5 or 6 climbs. This is climbing up with climbing skins under the skis, also climbing, doing some boot pack sections. Some of the steeper parts on couloirs and ridgelines, we were climbing with crampons on, and tough, challenging, but also just beautiful and amazing. Incredible views of the Alps as far as you can see. We'll try to get some photos included with the thumbnails of the podcast to give you a bit of a sense of it, but just really incredible stuff and an incredible competition. There's like 300 teams of two in this thing, and man, the top of the top are world class Olympic level athletes. Just these men and women, how fast they go is absolutely amazing. Me and my teammate John Brown, you've heard him before on the podcast. John's a great teammate and friend. You know, we do all right in some of the races in Colorado. Like, I think we finished top 10 in the Power of Four, which is a pretty competitive and long race in Colorado. But man, this race, we're like mid-pack at best. Just the level here is unbelievable. Let's see, going back a little bit, it was quite a journey for me to get to the race. In the Macy family, we decided to combine Dad's race with the family trip. It happened to line up with spring break, so me and my wife Amy and Wyatt and Lila, our kids, we're also joined by Sandy and Steve, my wonderful mother and father-in-law, and we headed out on a plane to journey first to Italy. We're going to spend a couple days in Rome before I flew over to the race here in France. And the first big challenge was that airline lost my skis. And I had a couple days with just a lot of scrambling and to be honest, you know, quite a bit of anxiety trying to figure out where are the skis, and if I can't find that bag with my skis and other gear, how am I gonna do the race? So, you know, if you've been there, similar situations, a lot of time on the phone visiting the baggage office, looking on the internet trying to find the damn ski bag. You know, people in Brussels swear that it's in Rome. People in Rome swear that it's in Brussels, and nobody knew where it was. And you know, make a long story short, 3 days later, I find myself in this small town of Aresh, up high here in the Alps in France, but with no skis and very limited as far as my other gear items needed for the race. And, you know, other people scrambled too. Great guy named Fabian. Shout out to Fabian and his shop, Montagna Ski Durando Shop here in Aresh. Man, those guys worked hard and helped me find a shovel and an avalanche beacon, a probe, Via Ferrata setup, a harness, you know, all this stuff I needed for the race. And they also, they sell skis. So I ended up actually buying some new race skis. In fact, they're the same great Hagan skis that I use at home. So I ended up buying the same skis that were lost in the airline system somewhere in Brussels, Belgium or something. So anyway, it came together, found some skis, you know, again, my great teammate, John Brown, he was super helpful. John had a bit of a scramble flying in one morning and we drove from Geneva to Aresh. Bought the skis, everything came together, and lo and behold, we found ourselves on the starting line for the race. And man, the gun went off, and I tell you what, for me, that first day was a shock to the system, and it was mostly because it was so warm out. You know, the conditions are obviously lower elevation than Colorado, but it was so warm and humid. I found myself just sweating bullets. I didn't have enough water, didn't have enough electrolytes, you know, a lot of cramping that first day. And I think a number of the other American athletes were experiencing similar things as far as a lot of cramps and just a bit of a shock to the system with the conditions. But on we went, and it was an amazing day of about 4.5 hours of racing. Again, 9,500 feet of climbing, very technical, just you know, expert terrain descending down steep stuff, variable conditions, and also descending in crowds. You're with all these other people who are racing, you know, and it's kind of wild. But again, super fun. Just a lot of appreciation for the scenery and for the beauty, and super good, and a ton of especially after all that anxiety of not knowing, can I do the race? Will I find the skis? Is it going to come together? Just being on the starting line, I was super grateful. Yeah, that was the first day. I'm getting finally here to the top of the chairlift, so I'll pause the recording. The rain is turning to snow. I'm at the snow line. That's good. So now we'll be in snow instead of rain. I'll hit you back here. I'm looking ahead, literally thousands of people up ahead of me here skiing up to spectate this race. It's incredible. Now, back on the skis, just skinning up super slowly, nice and easy with the other spectators here. We're going to get up to a high point called La Four Claw, where the race is going to come through twice today. And, you know, I'm excited and grateful to get to be out here as a spectator. Although, as you heard earlier, I had hoped to be coming through here today as an athlete on the fourth of four stages of Pierramenta. But sometimes things happen and sometimes plans change. I had said before the race, the kind of the big challenge, at least for me, was just getting to the start with enough gear. Made that happen, and on the second day of racing, you know, the gun went off, and actually John and I both felt really good, a little more adjusted to the conditions, to the time. We were climbing real strong, hydrating well, not cramping like the first day. Although I guess John felt good on the first day as well, but I was feeling a lot better than I did on the first day, and we made it through more spectacular scenery. Another super steep boot pack up a narrow ridge line that was pretty incredible. More challenging downhill skiing, and just the views were unbelievable. And we took it in with some gratitude. I was also feeling great about being out there again, just with an incredible field, and also with a great group of American athletes, folks from Colorado, from Wyoming, from other states. I try to go through all the names, but I'm sure I'd miss some. If you listen to this, you know who you are, and it was just super cool to be out there with a great crew. Many of them faster than us up ahead. Some others right around us. Fun to go back and forth with those teams. As the race continued, we were getting pretty close to the finish. Actually, like the second to last descent, and as I said, the downhill conditions were challenging. Kind of mixed snow. Some parts were ice. Some parts were nice and soft. Some parts were a bit crusty. And by the time we got to these descents, many people had gone through, so it was all just really, really mixed up. And at one point, I was cruising down some ice, and I went off the ice and hit some softer snow, and that soft snow just sort of pulled my skis right under, and with no time to react, I found myself sort of flipping head over heels, and then landing on my head and neck, and I was back up pretty quickly, and actually, because of the angle of my skis, I was falling. I thought maybe I would hurt my knee or, you know, something in the legs, and as I stood up, I realized my legs didn't hurt, and I think I'm okay, and on I went. John was then a little bit up ahead. The next transition was pretty soon, and initially, like I said, I thought I was okay, but as we started the next climb, I sort of realized something wasn't right, and I realized either I was totally bonked and just kind of out of energy and not thinking well and moving slowly because of that, or I had a concussion, which was generating those same symptoms of not thinking straight, you know, moving much more slowly. As I tried to orchestrate the kick turns, I just barely could do them, and kind of had that tunnel vision and haze going on. And as I, you know, thought about it more again, realized either I'm totally out of energy or maybe I hit my head and something's going on. So as we got to the final descent, I told John I just really need to take it easy on this downhill for safety's sake. You know, as I realized maybe I hit my head, maybe something's going on. I knew that I couldn't risk hitting my head again. And then as we descended super slow, I was even having trouble doing that. You know, it's kind of once if you hit your head, it's, you know, reflexes go off, response goes off. And I was just really having trouble skiing down terrain that typically would have been fun and engaging. Anyway, lo and behold, we made it to the finish. I realized pretty quickly there that this is more than just bonking or running out of energy, and in fact was probably a head injury issue, having had other concussions in the past with similar symptoms. We decided to ask for support from the race doctor. He was super helpful, did an initial assessment and said, hey, you better get down to the hospital in Albertville. So that was the next step. Big thanks actually to the French healthcare system. My emergency room visit with extended checkup by the doctor and a CT scan, entire cost of that was only 227 euros. And when you're used to American healthcare, I tell you what, that's a good deal. So one more thing to be grateful. Thankfully the CT scan showed that my brain wasn't bleeding or anything, which is good, but, the doctor was absolutely sure, yes, you've got a concussion, and no, you definitely should not be ski racing for the next 2 days. And, you know, that's on the one hand, that's tough news for, you know, you put a lot into training for this race for months. Honestly, a lot of money into it for the travel and for buying new skis the day before the race, et cetera, et cetera. In a team race, it's disappointing to be the teammate who, you know, something happens and then your other teammate can't go on. That's tough. But it also, you know, everything we know about brain injuries now and, with my work as a coach of athletes and especially as a coach of young athletes, you know, I know you got to be super careful with this and not take a risk of a second impact, particularly, and also even of just, you know, honestly, I know from concussions in the past, trying to push too hard too soon, with, you know, high heart rate, et cetera, that's going to delay recovery. So, the decision was pretty clear that that my race was over, and now I'm a spectator. I spent stage three basically sitting around in the hotel room in the coffee shop and a little walk around town. And now stage four, I think that I'm feeling up to going up to watch the finish here. But also I can do that in a way where I'm not skiing down the hills. I'm just walking back down to the chairlift and should be safe. So anyway, the roller coaster continues. There's definitely been moments of you know, just the, you know, frustration or loss of not being able to complete a race that I put a lot into, but, you know, I'm really trying to focus on the gratitude for being here, for being in an amazing, unique environment again with thousands of spectators. All these people going up to watch the race come through. We got cowbells, we got horns, we got, you know, all that stuff. So once we're up there, I'll try to get a little audio to give you a sense of just the glory that is the Pierre Armenta ski race and something pretty cool. If you're into ski mountaineering, this is definitely, I think, a race maybe to put on your bucket list. Again, super, super hard. You're looking at, you know, 10,000 feet plus of climbing maybe for 4 days in a row over challenging terrain. But it can be done. And, you know, for the top American athletes, we have men and women who are, you know, up there in the top, probably 10% of the field. That's super cool to see them. So, anyway, try to get you some audio from up there.
Hey folks, want to tell you real quick about the one supplement that me and my dad Mace take every day for lifelong brain health. This is Relevate by NeuroReserve. You can check out neuroreserve.com/TravisMacy for 15% off. Relevate, one soft gel and two capsules daily. Again, it's a supplement that provides core dietary nutrients for lifelong brain health. Check out neuroreserve.com/TravisMacy for 15% off Relevate.
Continuing up the climb here to La Four Claws with the other spectators. I gotta say, I am just so impressed with this scene. When I was doing the race, I was incredibly impressed with the course, with the views, with the level of the competition. And now it's the spectators. We've got hundreds and hundreds of people. Everyone is skinning up this mountain. It'll probably be a total climb of 2,000 feet, getting up above 7,000 feet, which is pretty high here in the Alps. And I was awoken this morning at 5 a.m. by people parading through town, ringing cowbells en route to get up here to spectate. It's just the energy is amazing. The culture is amazing. I was lucky enough to go to some Tour de France stages in 2011, and I feel like this sporting atmosphere at Pyramenta here definitely rivals that. Oh, and before I forget, got to give some thanks to the supporters. First of all, thanks to my family, Amy and the kids, and Sandy and Steve, and also my parents supporting from afar, just giving me the time and support to get to this whole thing. Thanks to everyone who helped me out with gear and stuff to be able to do the race. Probably thanks most of all to John Brown, world-class teammate and friend. He was patient and supportive during the race, and then definitely went the extra mile driving me to the hospital afterwards and just kind of supporting me through that process. So thanks, JB. Sure appreciate you. About it here from France for this one. Thanks as always for listening to the podcast. If you have a minute, like, rate, review, subscribe, all that kind of stuff. Be sure to check out Roark.com. Use the code MACY15 for 15% off some excellent clothing. And been quite an adventure here at the Pyramenta ski race. On the one hand, it's pretty tough to see my competitors going past and not be able to be out there with them. But that's part of being an athlete. Sometimes you get hurt and sometimes stuff happens. And on the other hand, still a lot of gratitude for the experience, seeing an incredible course, incredible environment, great time with my teammate John and all of the other athletes here. Hope to be back sometime. All right, folks, we'll catch you next time on The Travis Macy Show.
The Travis Macy Show is produced and edited by the team at Palm Tree Pod Co. Anthony Palmer is the executive producer, and Garrett Wright is the associate producer. Thanks to our digital team, Emily Miles and Caitlin Krings. The content for this episode was created by me, Travis Macy.